The Chinese-owned company behind the project is MacMines Austasia, which says the project would generate up to 3,900 jobs during a two-year construction phase and 3,400 jobs once operational. It would be an underground mine with capacity to produce 38 million tonnes of thermal coal per annum, contributing $5.9 billion in royalties over a 50-year lifespan. Queensland Mining Minister Anthony Lynham welcomed the draft EIS, but he says China Stone Coal will have to be commercially viable if it's to get off the ground.
The Palaszczuk government supports the sustainable development of the Galilee Basin because people have to realise that Queenslanders need these jobs. It's a sign of confidence in the Queensland economy that the proponents are moving ahead with this project.
What do you think of the chances this project will go ahead, though? Because we don't have to sit here and outline the massive challenges facing new coal projects at the moment.
But we understand this is a very early stage in the project's development. It's after the environmental impact statement. The proponent has to seek further approvals, and all these stages allow for public submissions. But because there's a downturn in the coal market, and it's great to see companies such as MacMines are progressing ahead.
Are you able to tell me off the top of your head how many proposed projects there are in the Galilee Basin at the moment? I think it might be about six, something like that.
There's probably five or six projects in the Galilee Basin, and we have quite some active ones. We have at least four projects that are very active in the Galilee Basin, all at various stages of approvals.
So would it be realistic to say that even with the best case scenario, not all of those five or six are going to go ahead?
Well, look, we have left the Galilee Basin the decision to go ahead based on commercial reality. Now, these are ultimately commercial decisions made by the proponents. But I can tell you, the government is working with all the proponents in the Galilee to support the sustainable development of this valuable resource.
Mining Minister Anthony Lynham. With so many thermal coal projects proposed for the Galilee Basin, it remains to be seen how many will come to fruition. Mine Life senior analyst Gavin Wendt says the China Stone Coal project, like the others, will have to stack up in a tough global market.
It's very, very difficult at the present time to secure funding. It's very, very difficult generally in the resource sector to secure financing for projects. The reality of the coal sector in particular is that there's been significant oversupply in recent times that has driven down prices to decade lows. And at the same time, demand has eased off, particularly out of China, along with other advanced economies.
All they've done realistically is put forward their draft EIS, which of course is the first of many, many steps before actually opening a mine. When a company or a proponent does that, can we take it as them being dead set on doing this, or could it just be a case of testing the waters?
Look, it's an interesting question. And look, companies will often go, there are various stages, important steps with regards to developing an operation. And I guess until you sign off on you've got the money in the bank and you've actually committed to the project going ahead and signed off on it, that's when you know the project's going to happen. Until that point in time, there are a lot of important steps and boxes that need to be ticked without formal approval for a project. So I think there are a lot of significant resource projects at the present time that are being progressed. There are important milestones being met, but at the same time, they may not necessarily get, the rubber stamp that says formal go-ahead.